I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Juneau officials approved millions of dollars in pandemic relief on Thursday, October 1st. That included a program to pay households up to $2,000 in rent, mortgage, or utility relief by the end of the year. They also gave a major boost to the Glory Hall Homeless Shelter's effort to build a new campus near the airport. The Assembly approved about $7.3 million in new grants funded by the Federal CARES Act. A big chunk of that is for residential rent, mortgage, and utility relief. Eligibility would be limited by household income, among other things. Aaron Walker-Tolis is the executive director of Catholic Community Services, which will administer these grants. They're modeled after a program in Ketchikan.
We're very fortunate. Ketchikan did all the heavy lifting for us. So I wouldn't expect that it would take us more than a couple weeks to get, you know, accepting applications in the door and processing them. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops.
Another $2 million is going to a local business grant program started earlier this year. The Juneau School District will get $1.7 million for technology and losses related to lower enrollment and distance learning expenses. Travel Juneau is getting $384,000 to pay for a destination marketing campaign. Two assembly members voted against this. They doubted it would be effective during the pandemic. Some of that will go toward accreditation of businesses with safer operating practices. Mayor Beth Weldon summed up why she was for it.
Trying to make Juneau a safe place for visitors also makes it a safe place for our residents.
The final CARES Act-funded grant was $175,000 for a pilot program for COVID-19 testing and monitoring of local businesses' employees. The Assembly has an end-of-year deadline to spend the city's share of CARES Act money. It has now spent or committed about 90% of the $53 million the city is entitled to. In non-CARES Act business, the Assembly granted $2.3 million to the Glory Hall for its new emergency shelter and soup kitchen near the airport. The commitment is expected to help the Glory Hall land more grants from the Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska Mental Health Trust. Longtime Juneau resident Lorraine Durr has been part of the fundraising effort, and others.
Raising money to move the Glory Hall was one of the easiest. It took less than 4 months. Why so fast? People in Juneau see the need for individuals who experience homelessness and suffering from mental health issues and substance abuse disorders to have access to help. The construction of the new Glory Hall cannot wait and must begin soon.
Local donors have already raised $500,000 for the project. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.